considering regional meetings, one in the South, possibly one in Philadelphia, and one in on the West Coast. We had two regional meetings during the past year, a very successful one in Los Angeles, which was arranged by Charles Heatherly, and one in New York, which was also successful. The finances of the organization are in good shape. I would like to say one word about this, though. Most of our money has come from one foundation through the generosity and help of our good friend Bill Buckley. But this makes it difficult for us to get the proper kind of tax exemption. We're classified as what is called a private operating foundation, which means that contributions are deductible. But it's somewhat difficult for a foundation to contribute to the Philadelphia Society. If we could be classified as a non-private operating foundation, we would eliminate this difficulty. But to do this, we need more contributions. That is, if a certain percentage of the income of an organization comes from one source, then it's automatically classified as private. And if we could have more contributions from members and others, not necessarily large ones, but anything you can send in, it would not only give us some additional money which we could use, but also make it easier for us to improve our status as a tax-exempt organization.